Perek Gimel in the Sefer HaKadosh, Sefer HaTanya. Whoever is staying, let's try to pay attention to every word here. V'hine kol bechina u'madrega mishalosh elu nefesh, ruach u'neshama. As we learned in the first two prakim, that we have two neshamot. We have nefesh ha-bahamit, and we have nefesh ha-elakit. Now this nefesh ha-elakit is comprised of three parts. Nefesh, ruach, and neshama. And now the Baal HaTanya says, each part, the nefesh, the ruach, and neshama, each one, klula me'eser bechinot, has in it 10 aspects. The nefesh has 10, the ruach has 10, and the neshama has 10. What 10 are we talking about? Keneged eser sefirot elyonot shenishtalshelu mehen. In the nefesh, for example, we have a koach, 10 kochot that come from the 10 sefirot. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with 10 sefirot. That's ba'asara ma'amarim. Nivra ha'olam. Zohar HaKadosh says it's the 10 sefirot. Right? Keter, chokhmah, bina, or le'inyanenu, chokhmah, bina, da'at, and then chesed, gevura, tiferet, netzach, hod, yesod, and malchut. Adam is olam katan. Each one of us is a universe, is a world in itself. We are comprised of all the kochot of the olamot ha'elyonim. And so in each one of us, we have tendencies that stem from the eser sefirot. And in truth, the nefesh has 10 sefirot, the ruach has 10 sefirot, and the neshama has 10 sefirot. Now these 10 sefirot, anechilakot ishtaim, are divided into two parts. Shehem, shalosh imot, v'sheva kfulot. Three that are called, they're nicknamed mothers, v'sheva kfulot, and seven of the double ones. Now what does that mean? First of all, it's very simple. The first three sefirot, chokhmah, binah, and da'at, are known as, here he calls them, the shalosh imot. Those are the three heads of the sefirot from which all the other seven come from. And they are the sheva, the shalosh mochin. They are the three sefirot of moach, of mindfulness. Chokhmah, binah, and da'at. This has to do with the mind. From there, we come to what he calls the Sheva Kfulot. Sheva Kfulot is the seven midot. They're known as the Sheva Midot. They are seven that have to do with character. Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, glory or to glorify, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut. We're going to explain each one. And they have to do with midot. Or if you want, you can call them emotions. So you have the three mochin, and you have the seven midot. What he means by sheva kfulot, these seven midot, from chesed all the way to malchut, they are called double ones, because they correspond, you know, each one of the kochot in the olamot elyonim correspond to one of the letters of the aleph bet. The seven midot correspond to seven letters that have the possibility of dagesh and not dagesh in reality. That's beged kaftor. Maze beged kaftor? Bet, you have bet and vet. Gimel, you have gimel and gimel. Dalet, you have dalet and dalet. Kaf, kaf and kaf. Pe, pe and fe. Taf, taf and taf. And you have resh. Resh, I can't do it. I don't know how, what's the difference between dagesh, but there is, we find in Tanakh, there are places where there is a resh with a dagesh, very rare, but there is, and not. Beged, kafto, if you want to remember them. What does this have to do? So now, those specific seven letters correspond, each one corresponds to one of the Sheva Midot, Sheva Sfirot. Why are they called Kfulot? Now the letters, we understand Kfulot, but why are the Sfirot called Kfulot? Because each one of these Sfirot has a double side, which means it has the side of Kedusha, to use Chesed for Kedusha, that's the ideal, and then there is the possibility to use Chesed in the wrong way, Chas v'Shalom, to the opposite of Kedusha. Same goes for Gevurah. Same goes for Tiferet. Each one of the Midot, as we're going to learn Bezrat Hashem, each one has the possibility of going this way or that way. That's why it's Keneged, Beged, Kaftor, that has Dagesh and not Dagesh. Pirush. Okay. So normally we say Beged Kefet. I know. Normally we say Beged Kefet because those are the ones that we really know. The Resh is a Chidush. The Resh, you only find it in the Sifrei Kabbalah, in the Zohar HaKadosh, somehow it got in to be considered together with the Beged Kefet. So that's why I told you that, but you're right. Normally in Dikduk, we usually mention Beged Kefet. There are many halachot that have to do with Beged Kefet. By the way, just on the side of Dikduk, every letter is able to be Mudgash. Right? Almost every letter in the Aleph Bet, not only Beged Kefet, but every letter can be with a Dagesh. Shin, you have a Shin without Dagesh. Shin, you have with Dagesh. Right? You have Ishe, you have Ishe. Right? So every letter can be with a Dagesh. But there are only 6 or 7 Beged Kefet letters that have a difference between Dagesh Chazak and Dagesh Rafeh. So in other words, you have Bet. Sometimes the Bet is just Dagesh Rafe. But then sometimes you have Dagesh Chazak, Shabbat, not Shabbat, Shabbos, no, Shabbat, right? There is Dagesh Chazak and there is Dagesh Kal. Some say Rafe, some say Kal. So those are the only letters that you have a difference between Dagesh Kal and Dagesh Chazak. But every other letter, Zayin, Samech, Shin, Resh, Tzadik, can all this Tet, you have also Dagesh, Aval is only either Dagesh or without Dagesh. But the ones that are really in the Inyan of Dagesh, that's Beged Kefet. Pirush, Chochma Bina Vadat, Veshivat Yemea Binyan, Chesed Geburat Tiferet. Here we notice in his Lashon, he calls also the Sheva Sfirot, Shivat Yemea Binyan. We learned that they correspond to the letters, but Beshosham, they correspond to the Shivat Yemei Abinyan, the 7 days of creation. Each day of the week corresponds to one of the 7 Midot. So for example, Sunday, tonight is Sunday, right? Yom Rishon B'Shabbat is Keneged Chesed. Yom Sheni is Keneged Gvura. It has a lot on this. Each day is Munhag, and we see this from the Sefirat HaOmer, by the way, also. Each day is Munhag, primarily. Each day you have all the Sefirot, but primarily is conducted with that specific Sefirot. That's why it's called Shivat Yemei Abinyan, Chesed Gevurah Tiferet v'chule. So v'chach b'nefesh ha'adam shenechleket mishtayim. Rabotai, we're learning something very important now. The nefesh of Adam is also divided into 2 parts, Sechel u'midot. Sechel kolel chokhma bina vadat. As far as the sechel of the person, there is the chokhma aspect, the bina aspect, the dat aspect, which we will explain v'zrat Hashem. V'hamidot hem ahavat Hashem, that's chesed, pachdo v'yirato, that's gevura, lefa'aro, to praise Hashem, to glorify Hashem, that's tiferet. He says v'chule because he can explain later on, but that's just to give examples. V'chokhma bina v'da'at nikre'u imot u'makor la'midot. These 7 midot are born from chokhma bina v'da'at. That's why they are called imot. In the Sfarim HaKadoshim, in the Zohar HaKadosh, you see chokhma in Patach Eliyahu. Chokhma bina, chokhma is called Abba, and bina is called Ima. Why is it called Abba and Ima? Because these mochin, these midot of the moach, are what give birth to the Sheva Midot. If a person works on his Chochmah properly, his Ahavat Hashem will be proper. if he is mitbonen, if he uses the midah of bina properly, so those midot will come out the right way. The midah is not something that comes out first. What comes out first is the mind. First you think about something, and then when you bring it out into fruition, that's already the working of the midot. So the three mochin are called imot, and then you have the sheva midot, Chokhma bina vadat nikra umot umakol amidot ki amidot hen toladot of chokhma bina vadat. So this is very important. We're beginning to shape here the compartments, for lack of a better word, of the neshama. There is the part of secher, which has three parts, chokhma bina vadat. Then there's the part of the midot, which has seven parts, and the midot are born from the three that are chokhma bina vadat. I'm just going to do one more paragraph. The sechel of a person that thinks about something nikra b'shem chokhma, is called chokhma. If you take the word chokhma, he brings from the Zohar HaKadosh, koach ma. It's the koach of understanding what. Ma is the shorish of the word mahut. In order to understand the essence of something, to understand the mahut, you have to have chokhmah. Chokhmah is koach ma. Ukshemotzi kocho el poal, and when a person takes out his thoughts into action, shemitbonen besichlo lehavin davar laashuro, after he thought about that piece of sechel, he knows something bechokhmah. He took that chokhmah and he was mitbonen. That means he utilized bina. Uleomko mitoch eze devar chokhma muskal besichlo nikra bina. When you're thinking about that piece of chokhma, let's say a person thought, I need a house. All right, very nice. It's a nice thought. Needs a house. Bina, that's chokhma. Bina comes, I'm going to do it like this. Oh, I'm going to build it like that. I'm going to build it like that. Da'at, by the way, is the last stage before bringing it out into the realm of reality. Because da'at means, not only do you know how to build, not only did you think about the way to build, you actually made the decision you're going to do it. So those are the three stages of thought. There is the thought itself, that's chokhmah. There is the working out of the thought, working out all the information, all the facts, all the details. And then da'at is the decision that I am one with that chokhmah and bina. That's da'at. Ve'adam yada, that's kurva. When I decide, that's it. That's part. That's who I am. That's what I'm going to do. Now, the rest is actually is bringing it out into the metziut. Ve'hen hen av va'em ha'molidot ahavat Hashem ve'yirado pachto. So chokhmah and bina are the av va'em that give birth to the ahavat Hashem, to the yirat Hashem, that a person is going to bring out into mitziyut. So we're going to stop here. We're going to continue Bezat Hashem next time. Rabbi Chananel ben Akasha omer, Tzara Kadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael, lefichach rabba lahem Torah mitzvot sheneemar, Adonai hafetz lemען tzidko, yagdil Torah v'yadir. Amen.